Lev, Jesse, and like I think Ari Song were all right, they were all ready also.
Let's nine welcome 14. Our special guest, what is Sammy Pupko.
9-14.
No, Rams 9-21. Just autism. Okay, so welcome everyone to the CM. Amazing summer of learning. Sam? The ending of the CM is really starting again. So you're starting today. So for you're Makayim for all of us. Now, here's what I'm going to say like this. Today's show will be a little bit different because I'm not going to be asking as many questions, which means you got to buckle up. When you go to a two-hour sikha, you know this is going to be harder to hear. It's 2 hours long. You got to buckle up. This won't be one of those two-hour sikhot. But I'm going to hit you with a lot of stuff. While I'm speaking, I want you guys to think. I'm going to reference a lot of the sukkahs we learned. So think it through while I say, if I say a word, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Why is he saying that word? It's something. Okay? I'm going to turn the AC on low. Don't get nervous.
What's like the final shear goal? Sure.
What?
H&M.
Is this from H&M? I think so. My mom shouts for me. Primarily. You should not buy men clothes. You have to train your mother to know how to shop for you. Then you never shop again. Okay, here we go. Question. When was clothing first instituted in the world?
After Adam sinned. With the fig leaf thing. Wrong.
After Adam sinned.
After Adam sinned. You think no more clothing until David Amelch?
No, I said Adam with the fig leaf thing.
I also heard David. Yeah, he's talking to David Amelch. I said, get some sleep, bro. Too much drafting late at night, okay? Right. What? After Adam Harishon sinned, what's called in the world the original sin. Chet Adam Harishon. Now, you know, as soon as Adam sinned, the world broke. We're supposed to be Gan Eden and everything. Everything changed from that on. And the world all of a sudden needed tikkun to be fixed. And it's not a coincidence that in the moment that the world needed to be fixed, clothing was instituted into the world. When you see things together, right, what did we learn about how you understand the identity of something? You look at the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. The first time clothing is mentioned in the Torah is Chet Adam Harishon, which means that it must be that clothing, which goes along with the original sin, must be one of the greatest tikkunim, one of the greatest fixes of the sin of Adam Harishon. Now, in the kingdom of clothing, which garb is the highest?
A fig leaf.
Wrong, not the fig leaf. It might not have even been a fig leaf, it might have been a bread tree. Ayin Sham, Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf, Ayin.
Wait, what's a bread tree?
It could have been a bread tree. We used to not
I did
Sanhedrin,
Daf, Ayin.
Okay, no, so it could have been bread.
Oh, yeah, we did do that. It was
fig,
grape.
That's could have been grape, also, if yeah. Alright, just because the world says fig tree.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Tree.
What else? The pear. What is the nicest of all clothing? The king of clothing.
Okay.
Tzitzis. The highest. Tzitzis, you know, is the uniform of the Jew. It is our identity. It is the zehut. What is Hebrew for?
Identity.
Identity. Excellent.
Gotcha.
And the question is why? We spent 2 months just now. What is the godless of tzitzis? Why is tzitzis the king? And what would you say?
What else?
Why is tzitzis number one? Why is it the uniform of the Jew?
Reminds us of all the
mitzvos. Tzitzis equals the 613 mitzvos. It's shakula keneged kol Torah kula. It's corresponding to all of them and represents all of them. Well, how do we know it represents all the mitzvos?
Because the
gematria of tzitzis equals
tariag.
Tariag no, equals 600.
Plus
8.
Plus 5.
Plus 8 strings, plus 5 knots. What else can it be?
Tzitzis?
Yeah, what? No, I'm saying also it's 5 knots. Chamisha chamshei Torah. That's also one.
Did we say Rakiyahs?
Okay. So tzitzis, you know, is representing all the mitzvahs. And therefore, a Jew puts on all the mitzvahs and he puts on tzitzis. You put on a pair of tzitzis, you're supposed to be out, put them out, you look at them, you remember all the mitzvahs, you remember you have to fix the world by doing the mitzvahs, after it was dirty, the sin of Adam and Rishon. And you know, the role of the Jew is to perfect the world. Right? Adam sinned, and then Hashem said, okay, fine, we need people to fix it now. So he tried. And there were generations that Hashem said, okay, maybe these chevra can do it. But failure and failure. Dora mavel, dora flaga. Right? More and more and more attempts. And Hashem said, okay, we need a nation to do this. And that's us. The Jew's role is what's called the Tvi Miyachid Kutchabrichu Shchinte. You've heard that phrase before. Gabe says that a lot because he's Sephardi. Shemichud. That means to perfect the world so that it looks more like Hashem originally created it. That's the way of saying it. It's the world as Hashem hidden. And then when you reveal Hashem as much as possible, Kutchabrichu, which is like Hashem beyond the world, and Shchinte, the Shechina, which is here, begin to look more similar. When instead of seeing a table, you see a lokus. So now, the table looks a little more like Hashem, even though it's just a table. So that's the role of the Jew, to restore the glory of the world. That's what we have to do. Now, how do we do this?
Wearing tzitzis.
Wearing tzitzis. What does wearing tzitzis mean?
Being a Jew.
Doing all the mitzvahs. Right? 613, 613. That is the code to breaking the matrix.
You can't do all of them.
Can't do them all, but can we do them all?
No.
No, why not?
Because there's some that apply to king, some that apply to Quran, and some that apply to
Mikdash.
Some for women.
So we, in the right circumstance, can do them all. That's, by the way, why Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, the one time we say that in any Medrash in Torah, we're all together, was where? Because you can't accept the Torah unless you can all accept the Torah.
That's what we got to do on the days.
It's a good part. What is the relationship between everybody together? It's because in order to accept the Torah, you have to actually all be there, because I can't do all the mitzvahs. We can't do all the mitzvahs, but we can do all the mitzvahs. You have to need the whole Jewish people to accept the Torah as one. Good part. From the base arm. Now, as we know, as we just said, every mitzvah builds the world and expands the world and fixes the world. And there's a great path that began from the sin of Adam and Rishon, which will eventually be called the Geula. And it started then. And like we said, when Hashem chose the Jewish people to really get this to go, right, when did that start? Let's say the nation began in Yetzias Mitzrayim, okay? And the path of the Jew from Yetzias Mitzrayim to accepting the Torah, to doing the mitzvos, that's the path towards Geula, towards redemption. And that is our path. And Jewish history, as we go, as you look at all of Jewish history, it's really like we explained in the Shir on Aseid Ocholosa, say, and White Tzitzis, has so much to do with Geula. It's because the 630 mitzvahs is the path towards Geula. And the Jews doing them is the mahalath of the entire world's redemption. That explains all the Rashis, right, about Geula as well, and that explains the Rashis about Yetzias Mitzrayim also. Why in the paragraph of Shema do we say Leman Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does that do with it? Because that's the start of Geula. The start of this path towards fixing the whole world, which is all represented by the tzitzis. And this is the intention of the tzitzis, right? The two colors of tzitzis. The deep and mysterious significance of the tzitzis. These strings, the blue and white, represent both, in the revealed way and the hidden way, the Jews' commitment to our mission. We wear it on our flesh. Right? We wear it on our flesh, on our sleeve. No, not really on our sleeve. But you wear it on our flesh, this is my commitment. I am going to do this. I am bringing Geula. The image of the Jew is a commitment to fixing the world. Now, I'll tell you something very interesting. There's a really interesting... I told you I was doing a lot of Googling right over the course of the summer about like stuff on tzitzis. So a lot of times it was about Reformed women wearing tzitzis, learning about that. But there's also some fun academic stuff on tzitzis, because like academic... See, academic is only beneficial when you're using it for good. If it's like, let me break upon the Gemara and show like, oh, it's actually flawed. That's not good, that's wrong. But to look at what they've done and say, oh, very interesting. That's a cool thing I can learn about. Maybe it could be relevant sometimes. I'm not possible. So this very interesting thing that they look back in history, and the tassels of the clothing of the ancients was used as an identity, like of status. So when you see like Prince of Egypt, and sometimes they have tassels like on their shirts or whatever their skirts, whatever they're wearing, their robes. So that showed how like social. How important they were.
Like social, the dollar,
like their status.
Your level on the hierarchy.
Yeah, level on the hierarchy, exactly.
Social class.
So if you had a very, very spitz hem with a nice tassel, that means you're royalty. And sometimes when they would send letters, so you know, they used to send letters back in the day, they used the stamps. They would also do they'd cut part of their tassel, put it in, and they would show, this is coming from me. Like if it was a message from the king, he would put part of his tassel in it. So tzitzis is that thing, right? It's on the hem of our shirts, right? We learned about when can it be, if it's sticking out, okay, fine. But we learned that tchelis is the color of royalty, right? When Joel came and spoke, right? He spoke about all these things, the parpura, and all these things, like this is the royal color. So Jewish people, the maminim b'nei maminim, the melechas kohanim, the goy kadosh, the banim lamelech, the princes of the world, were wearing a royal garb. We are wearing these royal colors in our service of the Melech Malchei Melechim. And you know, it's not just a mitzvah you get to do. But when you look on the review and it says, what's the significance of wearing tzitzis? Should we wear them? Tzitzis is an opportunity not just to do a mitzvah, but it's an opportunity to remind yourself of a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life of depth, and a life of responsibility. It's a life... wearing tzitzis is saying, I want to connect to Hashem. That's what it means to wear tzitzis. I want to do what you want, Hashem. And you have to remember, every single time you wear your tzitzis, you look at them, right? The Rizal said you have to look at your tzitzis as much as possible all the time. Every time you look, you're remembered of your tachlis in the world. And that way, tzitzis is your
Rebbe.
Tzitzis is your Rebbe. You look at your tzitzis, you remember, why am I here in the world? Because I'm a prince. I am Hashem's kid. And I'm supposed to fix the world. And you're reminded, you look at the tzitzis. Tzitzis is a base of mikdash on your shirt. It's Shabbos. You're wearing it. And you're always reminded. Tcheles. Okay, remember we did Tcheles, Dom Aliyam, Dom Lerakia, right? What did the Marsha say? That, yeah, we remember the mitzvos, but even sometimes still, you might do the mitzvos, but not for the right reasons. You have to do the mitzvos for Hashem. And every time you look down, again, I'm a Jew. This is what it means to be a Jew. I'm doing the mitzvos. I'm fixing the world. I'm bringing geula. Every mitzvah I do brings the geula on the spiritual plane. And you know what, Jakey, what did you say that tzitzis accomplishes before? What does tzitzis do? In the Gemara, remember the Zohar Gemara, what is the Shmir Menachet? Is that why we wear tzitzis? No. When you wear tzitzis, the natural result of remembering, I'm a Jew, is, I'm not going to sin. I'm a Jew, I'm a prince. I don't fall that low. Are you think a prince is going to mess around in like the local bar? It's a prince. Choose a prince. If your Rebbe, your Bayim at your side all the time. Imagine if you always had your Rebbe with you. Not going anywhere, Bayim. You're not messing up. That's why tzitzis is the Shmir Menachet. Imagine, a guy is going to the lowest place in the world. He's going to the house of the high of the Zona. And his Rebbe is right next to him. There's no way he's going to fail. So it's not that you wear tzitzis to protect, but it's a natural result of having it by your side. Deep breath for a second. Did you guys something interesting? Have you guys ever heard of the phrase Dumus Diyukno? No?
Similar.
Gabe is mumbling.
No, I was just
announcing
words.
Is that similar to a fetus?
No. Dumus means similar. Yeah. Diyukno means a face. And basically, it's a very interesting idea that on the Kisei HaKavod, Hashem has engraved the faces in the Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. Every face. But it's not just a regular face. It doesn't look like this. It's the face of your ideal self. Of when you are perfected, that's how it looks on the Kisei HaKavod.
Dope beard.
Nice beard. Those of you who can't grow a beard, that one might have a beard. You can have faith. Like, yeah, I can't have a beard now, and I might never be able to grow a beard, but listen, my Dumus Diyukna, it's got to get fast.
That's true.
Nazir, maybe I'm a Nazir, I don't know. Maybe I'm a Nazir. You don't know what it is. But that's the face on the Kisei HaKavod. So Yaakov's face looked the exact same in real life and on the Kisei HaKavod. And Yosef, right, looked like Yaakov, saw that face. Before Eishes Potiphar. He saw the demus of his father, which is the same face in the Kisei HaKavod, which protected him from sin. Because to be, how do you say to own tzitzis in Hebrew? If you're an owner of tzitzis, you're a baal tzitzis. But if you want to be you want to own tzitzis, you got to own it, right? No, I'm just got to be a baal. Baal tzitzis. It's the same thing. You own tzitzis, you're going to own tzitzis. You can be a baal tzitzis, you can be a baal tzitzis. Our goal this summer is to become baal tzitzis. To aim For our demus diukno, to aim for our face on the kisya kavod. What color is the kisya kavod?
Blue.
Tcheles. In shemayim. You look at your tzitzis and you say, I can be that. I can, I'm working towards my face on the kisya kavod. Every time you see the blue. Yom Eliyam, okay. The rakia. Because what's there? The kisya kavod.
It's clear though.
It's tcheles. What?
The yam is clear.
Not when you see it together.
That was the best line by Joe Goodman.
Now, what a blessing it would be to have our faces on the Kisya Kavod and have them match our faces below. I have to understand it's impossible to express the zchus that it is to be a Jew. I have to realize I was yesterday in Hoppies and someone who was not Jewish was very passionate about the fact that there was no blueberry pie. And I said to my wife, I was like, I cannot believe this is what this man lives for. He was like, comes in every day, gets his like banana split, and he wants a blueberry pie. And he's like, there's no blueberry, like how do you even know there's no blueberry? You have to order it every single day to know that today there's no blueberry pie. Like he, like to live for blue, it's the same color as tchilas. And like, he, mom, you'll see tchilas, oh, blueberry pie, like that's the tachlis. What is tachlis? Same tchilas. Word as? Tchilas.
Whoa.
Wow.
You ever said that?
You have to remember every time you look at your aveim, you look at your tzitzis, you look at your tcheles, you look at your tachlis, you remember of your purpose in the world. You remember that Hashem, the compassionate Father, gave us our mission in the world. And we feel His love when we look at our opportunity to be a Jew. Rabbi Nachman would always say that the greatest simcha in the world comes from the bracha of Shalom Asani Goy. Just remembering, I am a Jew, and how amazing it is to be a Jew, to live with such purpose, with such significance, with such opportunity, to be able to make an impact on other people's lives, to be able to be an amazing counselor, an amazing member, to work in Camp Hash, to learn Torah every day, to do chesed, to do mitzvos. There's no bigger zchus in the world than to be a Jew. And to be able to feel Hashem's love when we look at our tzitzis, and to say, you know what, Hashem, I know you love me, let me show you how much I love you. And remember, that's why we said tzitzis is sort of optional. Because it's a challenge. How badly do you want it? Do you want to reciprocate the love from father to son, from king to nation, from one lover to his beloved? I have it back. Last thing I'll say is that Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, who I went to Rimanov in Poland, it's like a little bit north, it's a little chilly up there. He says, what's the other word for tzitzis? Gedilim. Gedilim means strings, tassels. What's the shorash of gedilim?
To grow.
Gimel Dalet Lamed. Because tzitzis is a mitzvah which grows with you. And we said in the first shir from the Piazetzner Rebbe that you have to make sure that you don't keep on doing mitzvos the way that you did when you were a baby. And that you're not still wearing your Thomas the Choo-Choo train tzitzis. This summer, I think we took off our choo-choo train tzitzis. And I give us all a bracha that our appreciation and our understanding of tzitzis continue to grow and grow and grow as we do. And that, remember, the tachlis and our tachlis will gain form and gain shape and gain clarity of what our mission is in the world. And our tzitzis should always remind us of that. And I want to just wish you guys a tremendous year of hatzlacha and bracha. We're not leaving yet. But I have to say, whether or not we'll have a final speech, yes, that doesn't matter.
Nice.
But you should be tremendously proud of yourselves, nice, of what we accomplished. We'll have Tisha Tzadi and Shem. Maybe we'll get together with Shabbos, we'll see. We should be really proud of ourselves. Because we, and I'm going to include me in this, we should be very proud of ourselves because we came to a place where there was nothing. Not that there was nothing for us, let's say.
Or on the phone.
A little bit of the midbar, and we transformed this room into Makom Torah, and we transformed ourselves into Balei Tzitzis, and we understood and we learned well, and we came, we showed up, and we grew a lot. And when it's harder, it makes a bigger impact. And I think that's why we had a special shout out to Shmai, because we came, we showed up, even when it was tough. So I think this will fuel us and bring us far as we go on in life. Don't ever forget this, because it meant a lot to us. And it meant a lot to the Borei Olam. Shout out to Josh, you want? Shkoyach, everyone. Shkoyach, boys. Shkoyach.
Yeah.